Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, and we are on the road with the Jaguars, actually in their team meeting room from the West Coast here. And this is the typical kind of setup that they have on the road when they travel each and every week. Got some great plays for you for Film Room Friday. Let's jump right into them. First play, great player, and I absolutely love the way Justin Smith plays for the San Francisco 49ers. Watch him here, and I know we're not facing him this week, but watch the job that he does against Max Unger, the Seahawks center. And I'm not taking a shot at Max Unger here. This is just a great compliment to Justin Smith and showing you how powerful he is, but also showing you Russell Wilson's escapability. Now, the Seahawks had an injury at the left tackle position. And the left tackle, Russell Okung. I've not seen many guys that could handle Justin Smith just from a power standpoint. And if the Seahawks are, in fact, missing Russell Okung this weekend, that hurts the Seahawks offense. Russell Wilson is a special player because he's got great mobility, and on this one he does a half roll. It's not a true bootleg, but a half roll. And you can see once he stops, the 49ers are all looking front side. But let me go back here and see exactly what he's targeting. Marshawn Lynch, the running back that he fakes to, he sneaks out the back door, and he's wide open and uncovered. Russell Wilson does a good job of making people play to the mobility factor that he has, and they disregarded Lynch on the backside. Russell Wilson does a great job of extending plays, moving the pocket, but also avoiding rush and making things kind of, I guess you could say, on the roll or on the move. This is an excellent job because it's a shovel pass, and it's a shovel pass to Golden Tate. And I want you to watch exactly what happens. Watch the 49ers linebacker number 53. He's going to cover Golden Tate. And then when he sees Russell Wilson commit up the middle, he goes to cover him, comes off of Tate. Russell Wilson identifies it and does the little flip pass to Golden Tate. We know that this is a copycat league, and the Oakland Raiders had a couple big plays against the Jaguars defense running this read option. Watch what happens here. You can see that all the linebackers and defensive end Jason Babin are committed to where Darren McFadden is going, and there's one guy that's staying backside, and that's Dwight Lowry, the safety. But Marcel Reese is coming around, and he's going to end up blocking Dwight Lowry, and this allows Terrell Pryor to have a big gain against the Jaguars defense. Now, this is a great job of play calling by the Raiders offensive coordinator Greg Olsen, because the very next play he runs the exact same look, but guess what? It's not going to go and stay with Terrell Pryor. He's going to hand the ball off to McFadden. But remember what happened to play before? Everybody went to McFadden. Watch what the linebackers do. They all go to where Terrell Pryor is, remembering the previous play, and McFadden ends up knifing it back door, getting a big play for the Oakland Raiders. And as you can see with the Oakland Raiders, and we know that this is a copycat league, things you're going to see it again and again and again until you prove that you can stop it. So we know that the Jaguars are going to see the read option with Lynch and Russell Wilson. There's no doubt about that. The Jaguars defense must have discipline and do their jobs, as Gus Bradley said in the past. And offensively for the Jaguars, I didn't show a lot of offensive tape, but it's quite simple. The Jaguars offense needs to have discipline and minimize mistakes for them to have a chance.